Okay, now we're going to go over my storylines just so you can get a really good grasp of what this concept is and how it works just through a live example of mine. Storyline number one is about Authority Alchemy, about the podcast, blog post, you know, trainings we're doing, live webinars. We share client success stories sometimes. And also maybe just some general authority marketing type stuff. I just give some general tips or advice on establishing yourself as an authority. That's one storyline that I follow. Storyline number two is being a family man. Lots of pictures of kids and comments and people letting them inside our life of me as a dad and seeing what I'm doing with my family is big. Internet marketing community member, where I'll poke fun at the internet marketing community as a whole. Or sometimes I'll just ask questions of the group and see what people are doing, what they're thinking about certain topics, or it might even just be some advice. Storyline number four, Down syndrome awareness. As you may or may not know, my son Jackson, who's three, has Down syndrome. So I post a lot of things about that effect it has on our lives and posting motivational things out there with people with Down syndrome as the base of that. Story number five is about a dude getting older that's frustrated with government, new music, and lazy people. And you'll see these, you know, in my stuff quite a bit. I love posting this kind of stuff. It's one that's the most fun. It's just kind of getting there, I'll complain about government or make fun of Justin Bieber or electronic dance music or whatever else is going on right now. And then lazy people are my thing that just drives me crazy. So I'll hit on those five topics. So storyline number one, we're going to go over and see if these are good topics. Authority Alchemy, is there a passionate audience? Yes, we hit number four already in a marketing podcast. We're growing it every week, is getting to be better and better. We're breaking our downloads records every week. People are really liking it, so there's a very passionate audience in there. Is there a potential for content? Absolutely. There's unlimited potential. We can talk about everything as it applies to authority. So we have a new show every week and we have a guest every other week. We have blog posts every week. So we've got tons of content we can share. Progression over time. Absolutely. There's always new things that we're doing. We're sharing client success stories of new great things that are happening with our clients and customers. So lots of progression there. So this is a good topic because it meets those three criteria. Storyline number two, being an active dad. Is there a passionate audience? For sure. Any dad or mom out there at the very least is a part of the potential audience. Potential for content? For sure. I've got, you know, two kids, three and under. There's something I could post, you know, a few times a day about the crazy things they're doing. And progression over time, for sure, they're growing up. Something different is happening all the time with them. Lots of things I can share with them. Lots of firsts happening, so lots of progression. Internet marketing community. Again, there's a huge passionate audience. Everybody listening to this right now is a member of the internet marketing community. You want to know how to market yourself better online. So even if you're not about trying to make money off of it, you're still being a marketer by watching this video right now. Potential for content. Absolutely. The things are always changing online. There's never going to be a shortage of topics to talk about or discussions to get in with the Facebook community as a whole. And progression over time. Yes, things, as I just said, things are always changing. You can see my progression, personally, new things I'm working on, what I've learned. So it's always a progression there as well. Storyline number four, Down syndrome awareness. The passionate audience is there. It may not be with the core group of people that are most of my audience, which are mainly internet marketers, but I'm also very involved in the Down syndrome community. There's a very, very, very passionate group within there, and it has spilled over into the internet marketing community as a whole, people that follow me because of that. Potential for content, for sure. There's always stuff going on there as well. Most of the time what I do with that is do motivational things. So I can put a picture of my son up with a reference to him having Down syndrome and overcoming some struggles, and it's unlimited content that way. Progression over time. Absolutely. If he hits a new goal, he finally puts a puzzle together, he says a new word, learns a new sign, does something new on his own. Those are all things I can share on there and people will see that. Remember when I posted previously about him not talking yet, about him not being able to do certain things, and they can see that he is doing those now. So that's things people follow and remember. Storyline 5, the frustrated dude one. This is my funny one, and as you can tell, the Down syndrome awareness is my more serious one. So I've got those two as well. So the frustrated dude one is one that I usually have a lot of fun with. Passionate audience is built in. This, I'll use things like this, like if the government, if there's a new scandal that comes out, I can jump all over that one and make light of it and kind of poke fun at it from a frustrated dude angle, and people get a kick out of it. Potential for content, yes, there's always, you know, either somebody in government doing something stupid or some really new bad pop music coming out that's easy to make fun of also. And progression over time, absolutely. This one I do a little bit different because this one I get, my progression is getting more and more frustrated. I become less and less tolerant of, you know, crazy stuff going on that I don't like. And it's all very, you know, I overdo it a lot and kind of play it up a lot online. I'm not an angry person at all. Or I really don't even watch the news much anymore or follow politics that much. It drives me nuts, so I don't even follow it that much anymore. But it's a fun topic to have as one of my storylines, so it works well. Something else you can do is using multi-strand storylines, and do this whenever possible. And it just means to incorporate two or more storylines into one post. And I've shown image example I'll show you in a little bit that's a good where I tie three things in at once, and it's a good lesson for you guys to do that also. But for an example here, I can use a picture of my kids to illustrate a point about internet marketing. Anyways, you can tie any of those things together is good because you'll bring in two different audiences or two different passion groups into one post. So you've seen mine now. Now let's go into the next video. We're going to build your storylines.